When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube and view it for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while. You can hear some radio art. I heard radio art on the way in here today. I heard radio art on the way in here today, dude.
Your reenactment of it was spot on.
Dude, the 4 minutes I heard Kim Bocamper just hose down every wussy sport known to man, because he's a man's man. I mean, like, you don't mess with Kim Bocamper. But, like, that dude had no time for the in-season tournament. He has no time for soccer fake trophies. He has no time for extra helmets. And he was like Dion Waiters, 30-11, dude. He was doing step backs. He goes, fake tournament.
Kimbo Kemper.
Tough. He would smack you with his forearm. You're doing nothing, dude.
Yo, I definitely picture Kimbo Kemper at a bar saying something like, if I was 30 years younger, I'd kick your ass.
Larry Merchant.
Yeah, he'd say, he definitely has said that.
Except Flo would actually be like, yeah, you might be right.
I do not, I don't even challenge people like that.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm one of those people that, if we having all that talk, that means I could have got a hit in. So
Bo is sitting here being like, baseball, golden at bat, fake rule!
Old school.
Old school, dude. Old school. I was like, man, that sometimes, every once in a while, you just hear a radio heater and you're just like, man, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. That dude just cooked.
Well, first of all,
he just cooked.
If he had actually did that on our show and we were here, we would be laughing.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, no.
My favorite was the Messi fake trophy. He's right.
No, but that's what soccer does.
That's what's funny about it. It's like, that's what soccer does.
Soccer does that. Like, I have...
Actually, the thing that's funny about soccer, the MLS does, is they do this cockamamie playoff. Soccer don't do that.
Right.
They're just like, who's the best at the end?
Yep, best record.
Would you like that if American sports did that, or do you like a playoff? Like, if we ended all this, and it was between the Chiefs and the Bills, but the Bills, what they did, beating them back in week 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished with the hello, Jennifer!
You know what the funniest part about what just happened?
What?
She actually tried to just come in.
She thought she was going to sneak
yeah,
in.
Yeah, just come in, set up shop.
I think that. You guys call me out all the time.
Oh, wow. Choo-choo.
What were we talking about? Soccer. Yeah. So, like, would you like it if the NFL just ended? If we ended, this just feels un-American. If we just ended in 3 weeks and it was just determined
the champion, Kansas City.
The champion is Kansas City. Would we like that?
No!
Yeah, I would hate that.
It's that month and a half of playoff intense football. That because now, look, when the playoffs start, you go, oh, now this is the real season. Right? I think here's the problem. Here's why they have to do that in soccer. Because I do not know what the hell best of three aggregate and all this nonsense is. That's what throws me off. Right? Like, so. Yeah, oh, they won the first one, but now they got to win, and a home goal counts more. A home goal counts less than a road goal. And what? There's rules to the rules.
Oh, that soccer loves their rules. I will admit.
The thing that kills me about soccer, it's not even that. It's not even that. Like, you can have all your tournaments and stuff. Like, I'll watch a game, and Messi will be playing for Inter Miami. Right, and they'll be playing for the North American Cup or whatever, and then next week I'll turn on TV and he's playing for somebody else.
National team,
right? Like they just leave.
I know,
right? That's the thing that kills me.
Done with Argentina.
What if Tom Brady just said, "I got this
thing. Time for
I got this thing with Michigan. I'm out."
Isn't it time for Argentina to pick up the slack?
I mean,
I thought he came here to play for the Pinks and the Pinks alone.
But I'm just saying, like, that's the thing that like, or what the hell is on loan mean?
I think that's what that is. I think you just leave on loan.
No. That's not for your national team. They say when you go to your national team, they say you have national duties. Right? Yeah. That's what they say.
Like it's the military.
Right. But, like, when you see all these things, so-and-so's on loan. So that means when he's off season, he can go and play, and they pay him. I don't understand all that.
Are you saying someone can repossess Lionel Messi?
No, that I'm saying like for the stars.
I haven't paid your bill.
To play in a different league,
yeah.
They can loan him and pay a boatload of money to dude. I don't know too much.
I will tell you this though. I think I'm gonna have to learn the soccer. My son's like really into the Messi. I hope that he like
really? He loves Messi mania.
Really
loves Messi now. All
strange
of a sudden.
Though in the offseason.
Well, isn't he built like a left tackle?
My son.
Yeah,
he's getting there. Yeah, I'm like,
like he's gonna be the goalie. That's what they do.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He said he didn't like goalie, though. It was too boring.
It was boring.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, like, he doesn't seem like the kid that's going to be enthusiastic about all that running.
He can be an enforcer.
It's just a thing now.
Fonz, I don't know what the hell Fonz and soccer just didn't get along. Mm. Here's why. Because, you know, say he played a position, right? I'm like, Fonz! Move around. My coach told me to play this position. He would move. I'm like, you can.
Trying to stick to the game plan.
The game plan. No. Or then he almost killed the kid because the ball went out of bounds. Fonz had to throw in. And this kid was like, Fonzie. So Fonzie launched it, hit him in the face, and we had to stop the game for 15 minutes because the kid was crying. I'm like, hey, you wanted it, little Jimmy.
That's what you said.
Can't use your hands, though.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Panthers. You know, anytime one of these teams, they think they're cute. Oh, you're top two in your conference? Oh, that's nice. Well, how about a 6-1 loss, dude? Enjoy that. And can I just say something? I can't believe I have to say this, but the league is bullying Matthew Tkachuk. You know, he's just there scoring goals, Leroy, minding his own business, but they just see Tkachuk around conflict, and people want to punch him in the face.
And it's becoming annoying. You know, he sits here, he's just putting the cats up, extending their lead, and they're just like, Kachuk, get him! And the Wild are just like starting to wail on him. Now, obviously, he loves it because he's an antagonist, but he didn't do anything, Leroy.
Right.
They tripped him, he scores the goal, falls near Fleury, and the Wild are like, get him! Like, what did he do, dude?
Strange.
It's just, it's not fair.
Aggression.
They just see his face, and they're just like.
And does he laugh through the whole thing?
The whole time. He's just a menace. You know, but he didn't do anything that time.
You know what that's called?
Hmm?
Trolling.
Well, it's trolling after you put him up 3-1
for whatever reason.
Do anything.
It's trolling.
Sat here is just sitting on his
ass. And that makes it worse when you're winning and then you.
The Panthers, they still have this thing over everybody. Like, everybody hates playing them so much and they mentally break you. Same thing happened to Edmonton. Third period, they start fighting between the benches and the Panthers are like, okay, cool, tie game. Whee! They just, I've never seen a team like this that just gets under the skin of every, these are great teams they're taking out. The Panthers aren't great, they're the champs. But these are teams that are on heaters. And the Panthers just,
I cannot,
you can't stick with us. Wait.
I cannot believe, after our conversations yesterday, that you lead the day with a perfect example of trolling.
Yeah, but you're missing my whole point, though. My whole point was not against trolling. Most of the time, I'm here for trolling. But that's the key. Most of the time. All I was saying yesterday with Tyreek Hill was TMP.
Yeah, but then that's not trolling. Trolling has no time or place.
It does.
The true art of trolling is to get everybody at their worst.
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
TMP. TNP.
Says King Troll.
How many
times have you come in here saying, oh, the New York Jets fans are all up in their feelings. I got him last night.
TNP.
All the time.
TNP.
All the time.
But he does choose reporter voice when he does postgame.
Of course. You want to know why?
TNP.
TNP.
But you can't be a troll in that environment.
You guys want me to be.
Yeah.
You say be Tobin all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Well, Tyreek can be Tyreek all the time.
He can be, but it's not the best course of action.
You know how he is.
We're 4 days out. I'm still trying to. They're still debating whose pick's fault was that. Who cares? You want to know what? Who cares? They were interceptions. I don't care whose they are. Yeah. They go on Tua's record. Tyreek Hill, not the greatest season, but you want to know something? Who gives a rat's ass? They're sitting here, barely with a pulse to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's done.
Playoffs.
Well, they're not eliminated yet.
Wait a minute.
They're not eliminated yet.
Let's be clear. Just based on what you just said, right? Why even throw that play? Time and place. Time and place.
Totally fair.
Time and place. Like,
totally fair.
Win a game. Win a game.
That's the greatest rant of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's either that, or Dennis.
Denny Green. It wasn't even the fact that he said what he said, but the look. He's like, playoffs. Like he gave, like, what?
like he tasted something sour.
Right.
It's an all-timer.
Dude, I gotta tell you, the Denny Green one was way better because that's not him.
Yeah, you said they broke him.
They broke him. He was hot.
Was that him with an Arizona Cardinals Emmitt Smith?
Oh,
yeah.
Was.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Man.
That I've only heard that Denny one time, and he stopped practicing. And we huddled around, and everybody was like, uh-oh. And that's it.
You guys got two good ones, but I think the best, I don't even know, this wasn't even post-game, but.
We're talking about practice.
So quotable.
Practice is great. Yeah, that's an all-timer.
Playoffs, practice.
Have you seen me play? That's what he said.
Not a game.
Can't believe they gave him a tiny statue. The yeah, so let's hear some of the Cats last night. Doug Plagans, Aaron Ekblad opened up the scoring. Apparently, Aaron Ekblad's thing is he hits the post, but it goes the other way. And he was like, "Finally, I hit the post. It goes in."
He always hits the post.
Here was Aaron Ekblad mic'd up during the game when he hit the goal.
You, Brooks Koepka.
He's still pissed about it.
I don't understand. Every goal dedicated to him, apparently.
Right. I wonder how many people down there is like, who's that Brooks Koepka fella?
Now, here was Matthew Tkachuk. This is the goal to put the Cats up 3-1.
Forsley, near side, looks across. Ekblad on to Verhaeghe. Verhaeghe in right circle, pulls up across off Barkov and jammed on goal, and they score. It's Tkachuk following in, and that's going to draw the attention of the Minnesota Wild. Tkachuk got a piece of Fleury going in there.
How dare you score?
Looked totally legal to me. And now a battle ensues off to the side of the net. But I tell you what, early in the sequence, Hartman took a liberty on Barkov, and it was absolutely unnecessary. And now the skirmish continues. Fleury gets away from the front of the net. Tkachuk has had his helmet knocked off in the middle of all this. Barkov got it to the net. Tkachuk scored, and there was no additional contact made. If anything, Tkachuk got knocked over, and I think the Minnesota player getting back actually bumped Fleury. I think that was Hartman. So Tkachuk, no helmet on. He leads the fist bump line over. 3-1 Panthers, 4:32 to go in the second.
Just minding his own business, dude. He's just like, you tripped me.
The fist bump line.
Nah, we know it was you. We know it was you, Tkachuk.
Hey, we got to get Plagans to say the dap line. The dap, not fist pump.
No.
The dap line.
Is the of dirty shots, he uses the term taking liberties.
Right. He's too nice. Too nice. Too nice.
Instead of you being a dirty rat bastard, they're taking liberties out there.
Right. I tell you who wouldn't have said it like that. Mm-hmm. Mike Inglis.
No. Here was
here we go. He's like, and I got to tell you, this group here with the extracurriculars.
Here was Paul Maurice. Panthers finished their road trip 3-2. Finally get to come home.
Yeah. I mean, so you start. You want to go 5-0, but with respect to the teams and where they are in the standings going into this trip, it's not easy going from Florida to the West Coast and working your way back. So it's never about the numbers. Like
the boot.
I like the way we were bounded. The two losses are important to us because we can learn from them. And I think in our last two games, we were really good against two very, very strong rush teams. And they had their chances, but we did a pretty good job limiting them.
All right, there you go. Cats back in action tomorrow night against the Blues. Back home, back in their own barn. We'll take a break.
I tell you what's crazy. You see how he says that, and he says, no, the two losses were good for us. Spo says that sometimes. Oh, that's good for us. I'm learning. If Mike McDaniel said that,
oh,
the city would explode, right?
Don't say that.
Right? I'm saying even if he said it in the beginning of the year, right? And two losses. We'll grow from this. It was good for us. It was good for us to oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm.
Too much. That's
it. It's a good call. It's a good call there.
We'll take a break. More to come on the show. Back after that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. you'll never ever fade. You're lovely.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got another 4-pack of tickets to give away to Heat and Nets coming up on Monday, December 23rd.
Make sure if you win those tickets, you don't do that stupid show beforehand.
Hmm? Which show?
The stupid show.
The one we were just talking about? I watched the ultimatum finale last night.
The concept is stupid.
It is stupid.
If you're going to break up, you might as well do it in front of a whole audience and get money for it. That's basically what their mindset is going into.
So all these people, let me give you this.
More exposure.
I'm
going to
give you
the
Leroy breakdown of this dumbass show.
Wow.
So all these couples have been dating for a substantial amount of time. Some of them are even contemplating getting married, engaged, or whatever. So the way the show sells it is they're all coming together and they're going to see if it's real, if they should keep going, or if they should break up. Like, that's the thing. So what they do is they go in and they mingle. And they maybe talk to other. They get forced on dates with others, right?
Forced on.
Right.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, right. To see if they have a budding relationship or you want to go back to the person you're with.
Wait, Tobin, is this like fan-led or is this the producers are setting this up? Like,
you know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see who they like. They all go on like.
No.
They all go on a date.
They have like 2 days
I'm gonna mark this,
to be
we'll
together
to
with their same couples.
Right.
And then I believe.
But then they mingle.
So they start mingling. They all go into different rooms. And then they pick who they want to be
with.
They
pick a trial spouse.
Here's the part that my wife watched this. Here's the part I saw.
Yeah.
So. There's money.
Mm.
The other person. So say if your significant other went on a date with somebody else. There's a kitty of money. You are sitting in the room and they show you some video and you could give up some of the money to keep watching.
Oh, I haven't seen that show. That's not this show.
What are you watching?
That's a different show?
That's like some voyeuristic stuff. I've never heard of that show.
But it's the same. They're all the same.
That's not the show. There was no money on the line for the show that I was
watching. So anyway, then I'm wrong show. My wife watches all these.
There's definitely money on the line to that show because then they get a contract with Netflix.
I do drive-bys.
I understand.
So here's
that's how I got into this show. I was drive-by.
Yeah, every guy does a drive-by with these shows. They're like,
I've been doing this where I'll be watching like
a stupid show, and they walk away.
Right.
This is how
and sit down after a while and be like,
no, I'm not sitting down.
1 second.
No, this
I'm
is
not,
exactly how it works for me. I'll be sitting there and I'll be watching the Heat game on my computer. You know, I got an earbud in, and like my wife's got the TV. Peeking up.
You know. What a jackass! That's what you just start getting into. No, so let's get back to this. So they go on dates with others.
I can't trust your description of the show.
No!
Why are you describing the show? You just talked about the wrong show. Are we going to talk about your show now?
No, go.
Someone describe
the ultimatum. This is the way it is.
No, you're watching Too Hot to Handle, aren't you?
Too hot to handle.
I don't know.
Where you're not allowed to be horny.
I do drive-bys, right? And all I see is a whole bunch of couples in drama. And my wife and my daughter and my mother-in-law all like, ooh, she's a bitch. Like, that's all I see.
She's right.
That's all I see.
No, the
and so did I like, ooh, okay, somebody.
Too hot to handle is you're not allowed to be horny. There's a kitty.
All right.
Of money. And if you break the horny rules, money's taken out of the jackpot.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, that's too hot to handle. I haven't watched that since the original COVID season. It really hasn't been as good because everybody knows it's coming now.
Everybody,
you know, like they really got him because they thought they were going to like Sexy Island, and then all of a sudden it was like no hanky panky.
Ooh.
So that show I haven't seen in a long time. This show, Ultimatum, is people in like
relationships that are just stringing along. They've been together for 3 years, and it's bleeper get off the pot. We getting engaged. What are we doing here? And they're like, I don't know what we're going to do. Are we going to get engaged? And so, like, they go to this retreat, and of course it's the Lacheys, because Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, they're always in the middle of everybody's relationship. And the Lacheys are like, now you get to pick a trial spouse. And
right.
So you cohabitate with another person of the opposite sex. And
who's also
you try them for 3 weeks, try them on for size, and it either confirms, do I want to look for other options, or do I want to stick with my original person?
In the real plane, in the real world.
Kimbo Camper would hate this segment, by the way.
So true.
In the real world.
He's more
that's like your significant other coming to you and saying, I think we should see other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or let's take a break.
Right.
A lot of people think it's a hall pass show.
Right. No. If that's the case, okay, nice knowing you.
Right.
Nice knowing you. You're going there with the intent to try on a new car. Try a new car.
Well, and then spoiler alert.
Yeah.
These relationships don't really last. None of them do.
None of them.
Like,
so now you go into it thinking, okay, I could go find somebody new, or just be with the person I'm with. You leave with no one.
Schmeathan, by the way, says it's great. This is a great description. It's relationship transfer portal.
See, this is sports.
So they go in there and say, hey,
Witcher.
Say, hey, hon, look, I think I'm going to hit the transfer portal. It doesn't mean that I'm leaving.
Just going to see my options.
I just want to see what my options are.
Yeah.
That's maybe. That's having one foot in, one foot out. Bye.
Hey, man. They might offer more NIL.
The old player option. Got a player option on
this. Dude, I'm telling you, anything that would suggest that you are willing to be with somebody else means you're willing, you want to be with somebody else.
Oh, but listen.
That's the dumbest concept in the world.
Based on the results of the show, you're 100%, 100% spot on.
Like, first of all, you've been with somebody 3 years. If you see the slightest bit of happiness with somebody else, that's it. You're bitter forever.
Agreed.
So even if you go back holding hands on the same plane, when y'all get back to wherever the hell y'all from, it ain't going to go well.
Dolphin Dan says it's free to seek a trade. He's got permission to go negotiate his own trade.
What if your spouse comes up to you and says, hey, I got a plan? You know, we're locked in.
Nope.
We've been together for a while.
So you're just doing it for attention?
Nope.
Money.
Nope.
Because I'm telling you.
Wait. Let me explain something to you.
Fame.
Let me explain something to you.
Sick. Yeah. Something about
Think about this. You in a relationship.
Yep.
Y'all think y'all relationship is nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Right? Y'all see that this is an opportunity to make money.
Easy peasy.
So y'all go into it. That all lasts until somebody gives somebody else a lap dance.
Well, you know what?
No.
It was hiding then.
Listen. No. No. No.
You know what they say, dude?
It's human nature, dude. It's human nature. Like, y'all think y'all cool. It don't mean you want to watch somebody rubbing up on your girl or giving your man the lap dance.
Well, that's when I got into the show. This guy, so apparently this guy, this artist, he's an alcoholic artist.
Yeah.
He gives his fiance an ultimatum. So they split up. They're on this, in their trial marriages. But the woman that he was with, who apparently, I didn't see the good part, but apparently they had a nice start to their trial relationship.
Okay.
But then apparently this guy's a maniac. I mean, he is a maniac. He's an artist. You know, you can't trust artists.
Can't trust him.
This guy's a maniac.
Take bananas.
And she just up and leaves one night with her fiance. Like, we're done. We're off the show. Yeah. So he's left alone.
Oh.
And then the fiance, her and her guy.
Working out.
Get along pretty good.
Ooh.
Probably the best out of anybody on the show.
Yeah.
This guy's having a meltdown.
No. Told you.
It's all fun and games
until you're single on that show.
He's like. He's like knocking on the, because they live in the same apartment complex. Everybody's in the same complex.
Oh, God.
It's very strange.
So he could just walk out and see his girl.
No.
He's like, I forgot her name.
Jessica! Really? Hey, I told y'all, people.
She's in another apartment.
People think. We all think.
We're over here.
Oh, we would be cool. Yeah. Hell no.
Look, man, you shouldn't be able to tempt the untemptable.
Is that a word, right?
Yeah, I think you're in bounds.
You, hey, 2 feet. You went into shallow water.
Okay. All right, I don't care how long we've been together. You can be tricked and duped by these losers, you shouldn't have been with me to begin with.
It has nothing to do with that, dude.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Right? I don't care how long you and your girl been dating. I don't care how cool y'all are.
Yeah.
If you see some other man snuggling up to her and treating her nice.
Jessica!
It's time for the 13th annual Channing Crowder Toy Drive. Join Hawk and Crowder for a live broadcast from the NFL yet Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Leroy,
yes.
What were you pestering me about during the break, dude?
During the break, we got a call from Secaucus.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And they threw a flag.
Okay. A flag.
So we're gonna have to call it. Gonna have to call it on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
Go ahead, Frog Boy.
Let's go ahead and review the footage right now.
Yes, we're going to show the replay.
Down to us right now. Here's the replay.
Like, you know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see who they like. They all go on. Like,
oh, no. You what? What? Wow. That's a good whistle.
Yeah, there was no gathering. And I wasn't trying to do my annoying scenario.
No.
You know, I got it in the middle of the season, but what I gather is they go on a date. They all see who they like. They all go
I didn't even hear him say what. He said what? And you thought he was talking about
the show. I thought you were talking about the show.
That's why you kept going.
I apologize.
But that's because he didn't go, we just gonna let him get away with that. More importantly,
yeah,
Jennifer,
two fouls on the play.
Jennifer
mm-hmm.
just made me aware of a Tyreek Hill tweet.
Yeah,
that you seem to.
You were tagged on it,
huh?
You were tagged on it.
Daddy said,
if you ever open Twitter.
He tweets every day, Tobin.
He doesn't tweet every day. Actually, though, he actually hasn't been tweeting that much, which is kind of what went to my whole point of this.
He's got you right where
that's always his out, though.
Like, do
you understand? Like, that's when you play in the playpen that he does. Like, that's always, oh, it was just trolling. Me. Like, you could always do that.
So you don't think he was serious?
Why were you so pressed yesterday?
I'll tell you, JFig, because he had the worst game of his season. The Dolphins are out of the playoffs. The fan base is pissed, and he's kind of doing a little thing like, maybe I'll leave, which I get it. Trolls troll. But when your fan base is pressed up, like, that goes to my point of, dude, all right, but that's not the time and place I would do this. Not this week. And you guys are saying, trolls are going to troll. I get your point. I really don't want, but my whole thing is, you should have a little bit, this is not the week to do that. You do it in the middle of the off season, fine. But like, Leroy,
but
that performance
definition
they just put up, that's stinker.
I can't disagree with it, but the only thing is when it happened, I laughed and I'm like, still trolling.
The cheetah's gonna, like you said, cheetahs don't change their spots. But
you probably should change your spots for a week or put his spots on hold.
But that's the definition of a troll.
Yes.
They're going to do it right when you're at your lowest. They're going to get you.
Right.
No.
Which is why this is the definition of insanity too. Because
see, like, when you guys, but JFig, when you
time, can, it's not going to
happen. Jimmy trolls,
but Jimmy's not doing it at the lowest moment. And like, Jimmy's going out there. He puts the Suns colors on. First of all, it's two things. One, He's not saying things like, I want to leave. What he's doing there is he's making fun of the reports. Like, he's like, his agent had a tirade on Twitter the day beforehand. You're going to have fun with that.
Semantics.
You know? And it's also a fake conspiracy theory made up by a Twitter account named Emo Jimmy. Like,
great name.
That's legitimately, like, that's funny. When you are saying, like, time for me to go. And like, it's either you could either be a rat and be like, oh, I was just saying time for me to go coach. Like, literally. Because there's no comma there. Even though I don't know if, like, he's the best with punctuation. But everybody's taking, what?
No one uses proper punctuation.
On Twitter. That's why nobody thought he legitimately wanted to go coach. That's why everybody thought it saying it's time for me to go coach. You know?
Oh, so
TNP.
It could also be that you're reading it wrong.
Well, it would be that. It's except the way he reacted saying, got y'all. I don't think I did read it wrong. I think he got the reaction he wanted, which is fine.
Which is perfect.
He got his impression numbers up. Wish he would get his receiving numbers up, but good for him. A lot of people read your tweet, dude.
And wait, numbers can I just up. Say, that's great. Here's the greatest thing about this man. My friend,
your friend.
During the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
He will go scorched earth on a human being rather than say he was wrong. So this whole situation.
I'm not wrong, though.
Wait. This whole
my opinion
situation.
Doesn't change.
This whole situation and the way he handled it
mm-hmm.
before now. Now he's attacking Tyreek.
Went from 2,000 yards to 2,000 retweets. Congratulations.
See? There you go.
I want you to be clipping this.
No, seriously, though. Oh, no. Oh, great. It's like we got our priorities in line. That's great.
Wait, but can I? Here. I'll say the same thing that, like, you think these guys aren't trying to win? You think they don't want to win? But I would say to you this, that after the game is over,
mm-hmm.
right, move on. Like, what can you do at that point? It's not that you didn't try.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't play your best game, but it's not that you wanted to suck.
Totally fine. But is that, if you tweet something like that, even if you're just joking,
yeah.
like, is the time to tweet that when you should just be moving on? Or should we go in the pool of, maybe it's time for me to go? Like, even if it's a joke, like, is that the time?
Here's the great thing about the internet and social media. Everybody reacted to the words
mm-hmm.
without even having any idea what. Maybe he was responding to something that somebody said or the way people were talking, and he said, you know what, time for me to go, coach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was just saying that just to troll the people that say he's lost a step or Maybe. Whatever, right? You have no idea. But for people to react and then tell me what he meant is even more laughable.
I don't care.
That's
really
the true act of a troll right there.
Great.
He's got you talking about something he didn't even mean.
Great. Good for him.
So what if he was
I'm
just
happy
saying,
for him. I'm happy
what,
he got his
what if he was saying everybody was trashing him, everybody was saying all this stuff, and he goes, time for me to go, coach. As in, may you guys think I'm not good enough anymore, I might as well just go coach.
Then buck up, dude, being a pouty pants about it? You're supposed
to be the pouty pants!
Oh, you're soaking in your wars all of a sudden? You're supposed to be the cheetah!
What the
Fastest
hell?
Man alive, number one player in the NFL. Oh,
wait.
What is it, dude?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Get over it already. You're supposed
Kinda
to be
like
out there.
You did?
Hey, you guys are the one who brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up again.
It's always
TNP, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing over there? I don't like that he's touching buttons over there.
There's someone in the room.
Oh, no.
I'm not just randomly just touching buttons and stuff. I'm attempting to contact Cheetah to see if he's still listening and could potentially call in to refute your statements against him.
What are my statements against him?
You think...
More worried about impressions than yards?
You think that just because he put out a little tweety tweet... That is normal, Tyreek. Normally, you'd be like, oh, this is so funny, Tyreek. I love him.
Yes.
It wasn't funny.
Now it's time and place.
Yeah. 25 years of no winning playoff games. You should know when to make your jokey jokes.
Well, I guess we know what time we're starting meetings next year.
Yeah, right? I guess we do.
It should be pretty good. Can't wait.
I guess we do.
Yeah, I kind of do wish he did have a better season before he's out here. I mean, from the beginning, remember the whole arrest situation? I know that wasn't his fault necessarily, but it's kind of like it's been a lot of off the field, not a lot of on the field.
Yeah, and I'm not even like – I don't think Cheetah's washed. I'm not one of these people who thinks that he's lost a step. Obviously, I know that he's playing hurt, but I think as a leader or star of the team, your fan base is a little on edge right now. I wouldn't tweet that. That would just be me. But he's the cheetah.
Sometimes,
he's going to do the cheetah things.
Sometimes you ever had a situation and it's so bad and like you just laugh. And
yeah.
It's like.
But sometimes it goes over like a fart in church.
As long as nobody knows who did it.
take a break back after this.